I had a call early yesterday morning that two young people had found in a bin outside a takeaway in Babel Bay. They had found a plastic bag with water in it and two tiny little kittens, about maybe 2 weeks old.
And indeed, the animals themselves were found in a distressed state.
They were, yeah. They were soaking wet and, you know, cold, obviously, being the middle of the night. And they were just obviously missing mummy cat too. So they took them home, dried them off and got them nice and warm, nice fleecy blanket, rang ourselves, and we met them on the road and collected them and took them into our care. Because they're so young, they're obviously not eaten yet. The eyes were just open, but one of them had very sore eyes as well. So we were bottle feeding them yesterday, trying to bottle feed them. We were just on the way actually to meet one of the other fosters who happened to have a mother cat in with a small litter of kittens. So we thought, look, we'll try and see if mummy cat will look after these two new orphans. And the mother cat was a very good wee cat, and she took the two kittens in and let them suck in with her own kittens and washing and grooming them and everything. It was a happy ending for them.
What advice would you give people who may be in a position where they can't look after the animals?
The whole thing with the cat is spay. Get the cat spayed and neutered. It's not just the females, the males as well, because they will be wandering around. People don't realise a cat will be in season, it will be in heat until it mates. So, you know, it's not a case of, you know, keeping them inside a week or so. They will be continuously in heat until they mate. And a cat there can have three litters in a year if it's a nice warm year. So that's a lot of kittens. So, I mean, get them to the vet. Now, ourselves, ISPCA, there are help out there, you know, for nutrients, you know, and the vets will do, you know, good deals as well on nutrients. So it is just a case of getting in contact, get them to the vet and get them neutered.
And indeed, there has been much outrage on the Facebook page in relation to this particular incident.
Absolutely, and rightly so. And nearly the most shocking thing about the whole thing is last year, somebody came across a carrier bag on the street in Babel Bay as well with two little kittens in. And I mean, looking at the pictures of last year's two wee kittens and this year's, they're more or less identical. So it leads us to believe that it's more than likely from the same cat, from the same people doing it.